Well, that medication makes...
We'll call the Gage County Board of Equalization to order for Wednesday, February 9th, 2022, at 8:31 on the clock. The Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left, attendance by observation, Jergens, Haxby, Schuler, Teeman, Dorn, and Byers. Thank you, sir. Up first, approve or disapprove the agenda as presented.
I would move to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Dorn. Any discussion? Please vote. Six in favor, motion carries. Next, approve or disapprove minutes of the previous meeting.
I would move to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Dorn. Any discussion? Please vote. Six in favor, motion carries. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items for equalization. Seeing none, Patty, do you have anything for us?
Not really.
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you.
Mr. Jergens?
Well, Standard Appraisal Services, nothing to do with this, but $11,842 bill.
Is that for the whole year?
What is that for, Patty?
Basically, this is the time of the year where we plan on all of our new values for 2022. And so what happens is he works longer hours and more during this time of the year than he does the whole other parts until he works for you guys on referee work. So by March 19th, we have to have all our values for 2022 set. This is like appraisal work and all that.
And that's for commercial?
It's for everything. He does the commercial. He does the pricing. We have someone that goes out and picks up the buildings, but he has to do the pricing and all that. So then we got to make sure the statistics are right in all the cities. So, and we've worked on that quite a long time because, you know, residential houses are selling way above what. Sometimes we're even wondering what the appraisals. We'd like to see some of the appraisals because I believe what's going on is sometimes it's not just the house. They're putting other things into that appraisal possibly. I remember years ago, remember when they did that?
Yeah.
And what you have is kind of an escalated price on some of these residential properties. So when we call people and try to ask them now how much of it was personal property, what was real estate, was there, you know, if you're in debt, they sometimes will even add that into some of those things. And then what happens is, and the interest rates are down, that's an escalated value on some of those residentials. And then 2-3 years from now, sometimes things go bad for the person that borrowed all that money, and then you got a foreclosure situation. So.
Are you finding us being up on total values? Okay.
Ag Glen's pretty stable because we still have the 3 years, and you know now going forward, the sales that are happening are not in our sales study. But if you look at what's going on in residential, there was bidding wars in Lincoln here. I think it's stabled out a little bit now. And I don't know that Gage County had what Lancaster had. But there was, like, things that were selling for... We wouldn't even be able to price it out with our pricing that we've got in there now. We've dumped 2021 Marshall Swift pricing into our residential. And, like, in some of the homes, we couldn't even get up to what they're selling for with the new pricing.
Well, all of our property down by Odell and in that area needs to go up some.
Actually, Patty, I did have somebody talk to me, and I'll probably talk to you later about it. He was giving me lists of properties that seemed to be
out of range.
Yeah, and it's like I know that you would want to know about those. He said he's got quite a few of them, and I mean he texted me a bunch of them, and I mean not like out of range, like they must have gotten missed or something, because I mean they were like some of them were valued at what the rent payment is for the month for assessed value. I'm guessing there's some quirk things or something that slipped through the cracks. I'm hoping they're just wrong on the internet page, but.
What the biggest thing is, what we've got to do is we've got to be able to get into some of these machine sheds and things, too. They have a lot of finish in them. But generally speaking, keep in mind that when we're doing mass appraisal, and this is what gets complicated, people don't understand. We have a home that sells for a pretty good price. Like now we have homes in Wymore that are in the $200,000 range, two or three of them. That wasn't even close to that. I mean, in the last 2 years, that hasn't even been close. But we have to treat the sold and the unsold the same. And that's what gets complicated about mass appraisal. Now, I'm not saying what I'd like to see those really.
Yeah, he was calling about all prices going up, not anything going down. And he was showing me these. He just started pulling them up on the website when I was sitting next to him, and then he started texting me ones later. Something like that. If somebody knows that there's a bunch that are way off, should they come into your office and talk? Or
let me explain something, and don't take too much to this, but we've got to be careful in protest too what we lower.
He wasn't trying to lower any. These were all where even I could look at them and say, holy smokes, this is way off.
But if they ever got lowered, and then you do a percentage across the board, because that's what you can do. I mean, we can't go through and do 16,000 parcels in 1 year. But say we come in here in a protest, and somebody lowers something that we have at a higher amount, that stays lower, and then when you start to up the others, that one's already behind the ball. What I like to see in the appraisal process is if they bring something in to me and say, hey, I don't think this is equalized, we don't lower the one that we're talking to the guy about. We take into the others that they're comparing it to, and we do an adjustment on those. And that's not a real popular thing to do, but in order to not have the snowball effect, we want to make sure that all are right. And, you know, like I said, it's a lot easier to do a fee appraisal when you're looking at a subject property, you're finding three comparables, and then you're making a value for a bank loan. And mass appraisal is complicated, but I think, yeah, Eric, please, I really am curious on those.
I'm hoping they're wrong online because these aren't like
well, they
off
be
by
wrong
a little
online,
bit. These are
but sometimes when you
off.
Have a sale, you might have more than one parcel involved. So they might be looking at the one parcel where they need to add two together or three together.
That would make sense because these are like empty lot prices for where houses are sitting. It looks like something might be wrong, or he may have read it wrong. So we'll look
Please
at that.
Please do because I'm really curious now what he's looking at.
Pictometry. We made another payment to them. Is that up and online now?
And there's still some stuff that needs to be done to it. The girls had training on it last week, Lisa. Chris Witalski came in. So for you guys, I would say give it about another maybe 2 to 3 weeks for Ryan to make everything workable. See, we use the measuring tools, so I'm not sure what, as a county, we're going to decide kind of what I think, who can have access to what, and that may be you guys having some input and what Beatrice does.
Well, They just had submitted another bill, and if we hadn't got anything yet, we...
Oh, no, there's pictures. The flights are over. So okay. They're done. I think, I don't know, they did the flights for Gage County, and most of the counties around here might have a spring flight, because I know several of the counties around here. Lancaster does it every year, I believe, or every 2 years. So, but, yeah, you'll be able to look at that, so...
And did you get the extra for the... The gotcha tool or whatever your...
Changefinder.
Changefinder.
We've never had that before, though, so there has to be some training on that. So all summer we'll be looking at that, and plus we'll be looking, you know, how to... We have to have some training on that because I've never had that before. So, but almost every county that I know of now, almost all of them have that tool. Chris and Lisa were real excited to look at it, so...
Did we get good pictures of Eric through his windows?
No.
You didn't?
It's hard to take a good picture of me. Anything else for Patty?
Just not turning around enough.
All right, if we're done, we'll adjourn equalization at 8:40 on the clock.
I love